The U.S. is giving Ukraine even more aid. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
The first step in winning is believing that you can win.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, after going to Ukraine with Secretary of State Antony Blinken for face-to-face talks with President Volodymyr Zelensky.
We don't know how the rest of this war will unfold, but we do know that a sovereign, independent Ukraine will be around a lot longer than Vladimir Putin's on the scene.
Referencing Russia's leader, the U.S. is providing $165 million worth of ammunition and $300 million in foreign military financing. And Blinken says American diplomats will return to Ukraine next week. Now, they traveled to Kyiv by train. And today, Russia bombed at least five train stations. This as talks broke down again, trying to secure a humanitarian corridor to let trapped civilians leave Mariupol, a Ukrainian city Russia's bombed to near ruins. Some Republicans are taking a trip to Texas today, angry over President Biden's plan to end a Trump-era policy. Congressman Michael Guest tells Fox if Title 42 is lifted,
we can very well lose situational control along certain parts of the border.
Dozens of Democrats in Congress also agree and oppose a change, fearing a new surge.
Right now, Title 42, the policy that expels illegal migrants from the United States, citing COVID concerns, will end May 23rd. That's less than a month away.
Fox's David Spunt. The Supreme Court will huddle up today, considering a religious liberty case.
Joe Kennedy was an assistant high school football coach at Bremerton High, but was told by school officials to stop publicly praying after games. They cited policy against indirectly encouraging students to engage in religious activity. He continued to pray, was placed on leave and not rehired. Kennedy sued, but lower courts ruled against him.
That's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. They'll start to pick a jury today to put another accused Capitol rioter on trial. A Marine veteran and retired New York City police officer, Thomas Webster, is the first riot suspect to be tried on an assault charge. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Ukraine and COVID, two big issues for lawmakers to address as Congress returns from a two-week break.
President Biden says he'll ask Congress for additional funding to keep sending weapons and ammunition to Ukraine without interruption. More than $3 billion in military assistance has been provided, plus billions in humanitarian aid. The White House also says more funding for COVID vaccines, development, therapeutics, and testing is needed urgently. A $10 billion bipartisan agreement stalled earlier this month after a growing number of lawmakers demanded that funding be tied to a resolution stopping pandemic-related immigration restrictions from being lifted next month. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
COVID cases have been rising lately in the U.S. The 351,000 reported last week in the Johns Hopkins tracker is the most since early March, but COVID deaths have declined in the U.S. 12 straight weeks. Gas keeps getting a bit cheaper after hitting a record high last month.
There was a drop of 3 cents in the average price of regular grade gasoline nationally in the past 2 weeks. The new price is $4.24.
That is down 19 cents from 6 weeks ago. An analyst, AAA Lundberg, survey of stations. AAA's national average for regular gas is less than hers at $4.12. On Wall Street, stocks could drop even more. Dow futures down almost 300 points. Friday, the Dow plunged nearly 1,000. It's the worst sell-off since October 2020. In the NBA playoffs, New Orleans gets even.
Ingram will go right.
Brandon Ingram and the Pelicans beat the Phoenix Suns 118-103 on TNT to tie the series 2-2. Miami routed Atlanta by 24 points, and Milwaukee also blew out Chicago by 24. The Heat and Bucks take 3-1 series leads. Denver beat Golden State 126-121 to avoid a sweep. And on the NASCAR track, Ross Chastain won the race at Talladega. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.